Welcome back, everyone. Emerald Coast Weekly. What a fantastic financial symphony from our good friend Jeff Cherry. And we're going to hear live from Jeff a little bit after this. But right now, our new author extraordinaire, the one and only Bob Gonzalez. Bob, is it right if I call you the Ernest Hemingway of the Emerald Coast?
Oh, I've been called a lot of things, but I don't know if I've ever been called Ernest Hemingway.
Well, we're going to lean towards that. You know, if you grew the beard out, you might look like him. So I've had a pleasure meeting Bob Gonzalez just a couple of months ago. You joined the Chamber of Commerce. Let's chat about, first of all, how long have you been in town? I don't even know.
I've been here almost 30 years now. I've had the pretzel twister in Santa Rosa Mall.
Oh, that? Oh, you
and,
okay.
We're getting ready here to end our run, though. At the end of the year, we've only got a couple months left. But we're going to come back with a food truck, it looks like.
Fantastic. So everyone rush out to the mall and see the pretzel twister. I love that place. I knew I thought I'd seen you somewhere before. The pretzel. How many pretzels do you think you've eaten in your life?
Oh, too many to count.
Now, you know, you're hearing some guffaws. We have Dolly and Beatrice with it. Bob has his fan club with him today. So let's ask Dolly, what is your association with the one and only Bob Gonzalez?
Oh, he's my son.
Okay, there we go. Good. So traveling around as your partner.
Yeah.
And Beatrice over here, what is your association with this little
sister? My daughter.
Your daughter. Okay,
daughter.
So there we go. So that is Bob's sister then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that's
good.
Right.
So it's a family deal here.
Together.
So we have Bob, of course, Bob Gonzalez, the author, owner of Pretzel Twister, Dolly and Beatrice here, cheering him on for the holidays on his first opportunity at Emerald Coast Weekly. So, Bob, let's chat about this. You know, Pretzel Twister, cool, but we're talking about your new book, A Flicker in the Water. Tell us about this.
Well, Flicker in the Water was inspired by a battle with a massive yellowfin tuna. I spent 15 to 20 years fishing in the Gulf of Mexico, and I enjoyed every second of it. And this particular tuna just inspired me to write this book, and that's where the name came from, A Flicker in the Water.
I'll be darned. That's amazing. So my Ernest Hemingway candid commentary, you're a fisherman like him too, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So again, you've owned the business, Pretzel Twister in the Mall, for a long time. What prompted the book? Have you written a book before?
I had a book of poems a couple years ago, but I knew I wanted to do these fishing stories because it's my first real love. The fish, I love to fish. I love the ocean. Old Man in the Sea was an inspiration to write the book, and I was fortunate enough to get Mariel Hemingway to write the foreword for the book, and she said that the book gave her a great sense of appreciation, which really meant a lot to me coming from her.
That's amazing. So how does a guy who's owned a pretzel store in the mall, who loves to go fishing, decide, hey, I think I have some talents to write? Had you always wanted to be an author? I mean, you said you did some poems and such.
I used to, when I wrote papers when I was in school, and a few of the professors always told me that they liked my writing.
Okay.
Yeah, and I never really thought about writing a book until the last couple of years when, I don't know, something just popped into my head, and I wrote the book, and I'm glad I did. I loved it.
That's fantastic. So, Beatrice, Sister Beatrice, have you read the book, and tell me what you think about it.
I have read the book, and it's fantastic.
Okay. And Dolly, Mom, are you in the same? Have you had a chance?
Yeah.
You've read it also. Is Bob the star of it, or is it a fiction book? Or is it a nonfiction?
It's mostly nonfiction.
Okay,
mostly.
So it's a nonfiction. So it's a true story.
Most of them, yeah.
All right, and are you the lead character? Because I haven't read it yet.
There's about five or six of us who I would say are equal characters. I'm one of them.
All right.
We have a whole crew of people that fish with us, though, and every one of them is represented in there.
So, so that's cool. Again, I haven't had a chance to read it myself. So are they keen or like they cool to get recognized in this?
Oh yeah, they loved it. Yeah. There's pictures in there. Some of them gave me their blessing.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
All right. So how does a guy who owns a pretzel pusher, who writes books on the side, who's a good fisherman, et cetera, get Mariel Hemingway to write the foreword?
Yeah, well, my publisher, Mindster Media, puts the scripts before her. And if she likes them and can do something with them, she'll write the foreword and do a YouTube video for the book. And this one, since it's so close to home for her, her family grew up fishing. She's been, her generations of Hemingways have always fished. So she jumped right on it and she loved it, which really, it means a lot to me.
So, this is Mariel. She's the actress, right? Is it Mariel? She's the actress.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in any shows in a while. She's a beautiful lady.
Yeah.
With Ernest Hemingway. So in this case, what I thought was really cool about you, you said, my publisher. That had to be cool to say that.
It's
my
very cool.
Publisher. You know, it's like my agent here.
It's very
so
cool.
My publisher said this. So let's backtrack to that, Bob. Let's walk me through the process. You're fishing. You're enjoying that capacity. You decide you want to write about that particular instance with your friends. How did you, are you doing this on a laptop, or how did the, how long did it take? How did your writing process consist?
Well, it took about 8 months of writing and then another few months of proofreading and editing and formatting, and it took about a year before the book came out. And it's,
now, are you typing on a laptop, or
a laptop, yeah.
So you're just at the house, or you're doing it work in between dipping pretzels? Or?
Mostly at the house. Word docs.
A little free time.
Yeah.
So you decide to recapture that moment.
Yeah.
Right? And then you take a year. So now you've got the book. You've had, your sister and mom have perhaps read the draft. How do you go about getting a publisher for it?
Well, actually, I don't recall exactly how I found Mindster, but I knew when I did, since they were working with Mario, I wanted to get it through them.
Yeah, sure.
And not everybody offers that. Yeah, I thought it would be a good fit, and they did too. So I gave them the manuscript, and they liked it, and they published it.
So the Hemingway connection was important for you in that case?
Yeah, because The Old Man and the Sea, and my dad was from Cuba, where Old Man and the Sea was written. Bob Sr. is one of the characters in the book as well. Old Man and the Sea was written out of Havana. My dad, which I talked about in the book, is from the other side of the island, Santiago.
Right.
So I thought it would be a perfect fit.
I love it. So now the book is there. It's got a cool cover. Did you design the cover? Do you have any ideas on that?
The cover struck me the minute I saw it. I knew I wanted this cover. I searched high and low for this cover. I looked all over the place. I looked at aquariums, seaports, museums, everywhere. And finally, I almost gave up. And finally, I just said, let me try this. So I narrowed it down to an aquarium in the Netherlands, of all places.
Wow.
And they had that, and it's
describe it to the audience on the cover. What's on there?
The cover is Goliath grouper with his mouth wide open. That's why I'm saying go inside the tails.
Aha.
So it's a flicker in the water inside the tails.
Nice. Now, when did the book come out?
In June, May 31st of 2022.
Okay, so just as fresh,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And how cool, how many do you have printed initially?
Well, I got 50 for myself. They do the printing on demand, so they don't print them in advance.
Yeah.
You do them as they order them.
Okay, so it must have been cool when that first box came to your house.
Oh, yeah.
And you opened it up, and Dolly and Beecher said, come on, everyone, hover around.
Yeah.
Let's look what we got.
Yeah.
I mean, that had been a really cool day.
It was very cool. I loved it, and it's still cool.
It is, yeah. So, so how does a person here for the holidays get a copy of A Flicker in the Water by Bob Gonzalez, forward by Muriel Hemingway? How does someone get one of these?
Well, you can get it online on Amazon. You can key in A Flicker in the Water or my name, Bob Gonzalez. Barnes & Noble also. Some of the shops locally are carrying them. The Destin Fishing Museum has copies for sale. A Harbor Walk Marina. And the Barnes & Noble in Destin has them also.
I'll be darned. Now, is that via your distribution, or does your publisher do that for you?
Well, some of both. The Barnes & Noble one was through the publishing distribution. The other two were mine.
And do you also have for them for sale at the Pretzel Twister?
Yes, I do.
That's pretty hard, right?
And if you go down there, I'll autograph them for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was my last question.
Yeah.
How did it feel to autograph a book?
It feels great.
Yeah.
Every time it's fresh, it's like you just caught a brand new fish.
So in this case, you put, to the person's name, to Ted, let's say, what is your line? Do you have a line that says best wishes or good reading or anything in the middle, and then you sign your name?
Well, whatever the person would like.
Okay.
What I.
So if I say, you could say to Ted, you're the greatest person in the world. Your best friend, Bob Gonzalez.
Yes, sir. We're ready to do it right now.
That would work. All right. What do we miss today, Mr. Gonzalez? You'd like to share about the cool book, A Flicker in the Water, a nonfiction story written by our good friend Bob Gonzalez from right here in Okaloosa County.
Actually, it's a collection of stories, and it's more than just about fishing. You don't necessarily need to be a fisherman to enjoy the book.
Right.
There are educational and spiritual and historical things in the book about the oceans and fishing that I think people, landlubbers and fishermen alike, will enjoy.
And once again, how are they going to get copies?
Pretzel Twister, Barnes & Noble, Destin Fishing Museum, or Amazon.
There we go. Bob Gonzalez, The Flicker in the Water, with his favorite folks with him, Dolly and Beatrice, his fan club, traveling around with him. Folks, I hope to read the book over the holidays, and I'll report back how wonderful it was. Folks, stay tuned for more here on Emerald Coast Weekly.